The Testimony of Tradition or Apostolic Succession.
History tells us that the religious scholars who were contemporaries of the apostles and those who succeeded them in ministering to the church quoted from the Bible, especially from the Gospels, in their sermons and works, because they were convinced that the books were divine and inspired by God, and therefore incorruptible. We mention some here.
Clement, Bishop of Rome, who worked with the Apostle Paul, as mentioned in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 3.
Dionysius, Bishop of Corinth, who died in the year 100 A.D.
Hermas, a contemporary of Paul, who wrote a book in 3 volumes containing many quotations from the New Testament.
Ignatius, appointed Bishop of Antioch 37 years after Christ's ascension.
Polycarp, the martyr, disciple of the Apostle John and Bishop of Smyrna. He was martyred in the year 166 A.D. Only one of his writings survives, a letter full of citations from the 4 Gospels.
In addition to these, there are also church fathers of the 2nd century A.D. who quoted from the Bible to support their teachings. These include Papias, Bishop of the Church of Hierapolis in Phrygia, known as a gifted scholar about the year 110 A.D. He met Polycarp and wrote a commentary of 6 volumes on the Bible. He said that the Gospels in Greek were circulating in the churches, and testified that Mark, the writer of the Gospel, was a companion of Peter, and that his Gospel was in circulation among the Christians.
Justini, the martyr, born in 89 A.D., was a heathen philosopher before his conversion, but his search after the truth led him to Christianity. This celebrated thinker wrote many books in defense of Christianity and based his defense on the 4 Gospels. In one of his books, he mentions that he visited the churches in Rome, Alexandria, and Ephesus, and noted that the Christians worshipped by reading aloud from the Gospels in their churches.
Hegeius became prominent 30 years after Justini. His testimony has great importance. He has traveled from Palestine to Rome and met many bishops. He relates that he saw Christians in every place teaching one doctrine based on the law, the prophets, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Irenaeus, of Greek origin from Asia Minor, was born in the year 140 A.D. He was a disciple of Polycarp, who in turn was a disciple of the Apostle John. The center of his work was in Lyon, where he was ordained bishop, succeeding Bonitas, who was martyred in 177 A.D. He wrote an epistle full of quotations from the Gospels. In one passage, he says, "We have not received salvation from any other source than from those who communicated the Gospel to us, which they preached and later wrote by the will of God to be the foundation and pillar of our faith. For after Christ's resurrection from the dead, God endowed the apostles with the power of the Holy Spirit, and they came to know everything about the gospel fully well. They went to the ends of the then known world, carrying to mankind the good news of the grace of heavenly peace. Every one of them carried God's gospel."
Matthew wrote his gospel to the Jews when Paul and Peter were in Rome preaching the gospel of peace and founding the church there. After their departure, Mark, disciple and companion of Peter, wrote his gospel, which is the substance of Peter's preaching. Luke, the physician and companion of Paul, wrote his gospel in accordance with the teachings of Paul. After this, John, the disciple of Christ, who leaned upon Christ's breast, wrote his gospel while in Ephesus.
This eminent scholar added, The teachings which the apostles handed down spread throughout the world. All who seek after the truth find that every church guards these teachings and considers them holy.
He also said, "It is possible for us to remember those whom the apostles appointed as leaders of these churches, and those who succeeded them, up to the present day. And thanks to this uninterrupted chain of authority, we have received the narratives found in the church and the teachings of the truth as preached by the Gospels."
Clement, Bishop of Alexandria, lived 16 years after Irenaeus. He testified that all the churches believed in the four Gospels. This meticulous scholar cited the Gospels in his teachings and writings and said that the four Gospels were authentic.
Tertullian was born in 160 A.D. and died about 220 A.D. This scholar wrote of the apostles, "John and Matthew teach us faith. Luke and Mark, their companions, refresh and inspire us." After enumerating the churches which Paul founded in Corinth, Galatia, Ephesus, Philippi, and Thessalonica, and the churches which were founded by John, and the Church of Rome founded by Peter and Paul, he said, "The four Gospels have been used by the church from the beginning." He also said, "We Christians meet together to read the Holy Scriptures and nourish our faith, raise our hopes, and affirm our trust through the Holy Word."
It follows from the foregoing, first, that the leaders of Christianity, be they contemporaries of the apostles or successors, all distinguished scholars, were citing the sparkling texts of the Holy Scripture and quoting from them in their daily speech.
Their reliance on the Holy Scriptures and their quotations from them illustrate their conviction that they were the final authority in all controversial matters.
They were reading the Holy Scriptures in their public worship and explaining them.
They wrote commentaries on the Holy Scriptures in several volumes, affirming the harmony of the evangelists' records as inspired by the Holy Spirit.
And finally, all Christians since the beginning believed in the Holy Scriptures irrespective of their nationality or creed.